Hala Yoshami corresponding to Evchin Bavli Daf Chavtalet. We begin Yoshami on Daf Hey in the base at the Mishnah. Elu Chayovim B'chala Vaturim in Amasus Haleket Vashicha Vapea Vahefka Umasa Rishon Shenit Latumasai Umasa Sheni Vahekta Sheniftu Umoisa Oime Vatur Shvehevihu Hevia Shlish. The Mishnah says the following obligated in Chala and exempt from Masus: Leket, Shicha, Peya, Hefka, Masa Rishon from which its Trumas Maisa was taken, or Masa Sheni or Hektish that were redeemed, excess barley harvested for the Omer that was not used for it, and grain that did not grow a third. The Blaza Omer Tur Shnevi Ashlish Pturim in a Chala. The Blaza says that grain that did not grow a third is exempt from Chala. Elu Chayovim, the Masas of Pturim in a Chala, Ha'oiwez, Ha'doichan, Ha'pragim, Ha'shumshamin, Ha'kidniyos, Upachis, Mechameshis, Revoim, Vetfur, Ha'sifkonim, Ha'divshonim, Ha'eskoyitin, V'chalas ha-mesharis ha-meduma p'turim min ha-chala. The following are obligated in masses and are exempt from chala: rice, millet, poppy, sesame, legumes, less than 5 quarter cups of grain, sufkalim, which is a soft dough, duvshanim, which is bread kneaded with honey, iskritin, chalas ha-mesharis, which is dough scalded in water, and meduma, which is a mixture of trim and chulin. They are all exempt from chala. And the Gemara says, "Rehoshia shal kahana minayin shein chayovim b'chala over two min amasas." Rehoshia asked kahana, "What is the source that the first list in the Mishnah are obligated in chala and are exempt from masas?" Amalei should say, "Tarimu became tarimu." Kahana answered, "It says tarimu and kain tarimu. The extra word kain is to obligate in chala matters which are exempt from masas." Chazav ama ma'arba say. Ma'abar say, Chayovim b'chala b'tur min amasas, af elu Chayovim b'chala b'tur min amasas. The second answer is that he came back and said that we learn from the 14, which is the 7 years of conquest of Eretz Yisrael and 7 years of dividing the land amongst the tribes, just like during the 14 years they were obligated in chala and exempt from masas, also these are obligated in chala and exempt from masas. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yannai, ze echa mishloisha, m'kuyos shehen m'chavrin b'teira, v'bar levi ki ein lechelik v'nach le'emach, מה שיש לך ואין לוי, את חייב ליתן לוי, יועץ ההפקה שיועדך וידוי שרבן בוי. רבי יוחנן quoting, Rabbi Yannai says this is one of the three verses that their drushes are clear. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perk Yud Dalad, Pasuk Choftes, and the Levi will come with you, he does not have a portion or an inheritance with you. And we learn from there, what you have, he does not have, you are obligated to give him and my solution from it. This excludes Hefka, which your yad, which meant your rights to acquire it, and his rights are equal. And they should say, he hefka, he leket, he shicha, he peya. This drasha applies equally to hefka, leket, shicha, and peya. Masa rishon, shenit l'tumasai, the Mishnah taught that masa rishon from which trum was taken, again, is an example of something which is chayiv in chala and exempt from masa. Miken shenit l'tumasai, lav kecholin hu, the Gemara asks, well, since this trum was taken, is it not like cholin? Obviously, it should be obligated in chala. Tepate, Sheikdima, Bishivolim, the answer is no. The case is that a Levi came early and received the maserishon of sheaves before the Truma Gedola had been taken from them. Ta'amma, Rabbi Abur, Bishem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, maserishon, Sheikdima, Bishivolim, Potter, Me Truma Gedola. Rabbi Abur, quoting Rabbi Lakish, said that if a Levi came early and received maserishon from sheaves, it is exempt then from Truma Gedola. Amma, Rabbi Yosi, Ksiv, Es Kol Chaboy, Es Mikdashoy, Mimenu, Loi Chaboy, Mechelev, Chaveroi. Rabbi Yosi said the first source for this is the Pasuk Bamidbar Perek Yudches, Pasuk Choftes. The Gemara didn't quote the entire Pasuk, and the Pasuk actually says, from all your gifts you shall set aside every gift of Hashem, and then it should say, from its choicest portion, that part of it which is to be consecrated. And the teacher that does not apply means it's Maisa Rishon's Chelev, which is Maisa Rishon's Trumas Maisa, and Chelev, which refers to Trumas Gedola, of its colleague, which is Tevel. You should say, Rabbi Yoina Omer Ksiv, Rabbi Moisam, Mimenu, Trumas Hashem, Masa Min Amasa, Veloi Truma, you should say, Gedoila, or Trumas Masa Min Amasa. The second source is, Rabbi Yoina brings from the Pasuk there, in Pasuk Chavav, it says, you shall set aside from it a gift for Hashem, a tithe of the tithe, and we understand from there, that not Truma Gedoila and Trumas Masa from Masa. ושמירח וחכך הפריש תרומת מייסה שבוי, אבל אם הפריש תרומת מייסה וחכך מירחוי, לבדה. This is when the Levi did miruach, which is the final purchasing, and afterwards separated תרומת מייסה in it. But if he separated Trumas Maisa and after did the Meruach, we did not say that he's exempt from Trumas Gedolah. Because Yehifrish Memenu Olav Avalim Yehifrish Mimokam Acher Olav Lebeda. And this is when he separated Trumas Maisa from it, means from the Maisa he took. But if he separated Trumas Maisa from elsewhere, we did not say that it's exempt, for then Trumas Gedolah is not a second Trumas from it.